This is Morning Edition on WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner reporting the news. State Representative Adam Niemerg spoke out against a Senate bill that would legalize physician-assisted suicide for individuals with terminal illnesses. Supporters of the legislation say it would be practiced under strict supervision and limited to certain end-of-life cases. Niemerg argues that history shows once the door to legal suicide is opened, it tends to widen. He pointed to Canada, where physician-assisted suicide began with strict requirements, but has since expanded. In 2023 alone, more than 10,000 cases were reported, making it one of the country's leading causes of death. Niemerg criticized Governor J.B. Pritzker and other Democratic leaders supporting Senate Bill 1950, accusing them of putting economic interests ahead of sanctity of human life. He also noted that the Illinois State Medical Society has voiced opposition to the legislation, saying it undermines the ethical foundations of medical practice. Over 1,500 students were celebrated Saturday during the fall 2025 commencement exercises at SIU Carbondale. Chancellor Austin Lane says he thoroughly enjoys graduation, but admits it's a bittersweet moment as well, as he sends traditional age students off into adulthood.
We tell them now it's time to grow up now and go make your way. And then we welcome those new Saluki alums that will be part of this institution for the rest of their lives.
About 40% of the graduates were from Illinois, but there was plenty of international flavor as well, with graduates from 14 foreign countries. The H-1B visa program is a crucial path for skilled foreign workers in U.S. industries. With the new $100,000 H-1B application fee now in effect for overseas filings, the biggest cost shift in the program's history. Manifest Law has published a new analysis mapping where H-1B workers earn the highest wages in the U.S. The study uses newly released Department of Labor certification data, as well as wage comparisons by occupation, industry, and leading H-1B employers. The full report can be found at WSIU.org. It covers nearly 400 metros in all 50 states with breakdowns of median H-1B wages across metro areas and states.